Welcome back. Tata wao gakio. Fun with si Gaso Yane gua.
Hey, tamskat na wao na wago maga.
And you made it.
Dallas was getting at si Gason. Kaya sa spindle man na big square no ta kri chatter hour.
It's only been a couple minutes.
150th anniversary.
But we are, if you just now tuning in, stick around. Because you know what? This is our favorite part. This is the part where we get to share some music with you guys. And it's we were talking about Red Bull today. Mi guau takwa no. So that's who we're, you know, speaking of Red Bull, they were such pioneers in sharing Cree language and powwow music. Because I think they were one of the first groups, actually the first group to do that, right?
Yeah.
Singing Cree in powwow.
Yeah.
So they were they're icons, you know.
Absolutely icons. Yes,
and they're still singing today. We're talking about how they're set up over there in Little Pine, and it's good to hear them singing again, you know, with their original guys. And it's the sound we were talking about, how sound, when a group can withstand time and still hold the same sound, that's when you know that, you know, they're deadly.
When they're deadly, we ain't deadly, oh my Red Bull.
They're diddly.
All right, so I'll start off, okay, and then you
okay,
can.
Okay, are we gonna sing a Red Bull song?
Yes, we are.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Well, ladies and gentlemen.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna sing a Red Bull song. Hey,
hey, hey. Okay. We gotta stick to the program here. Stick to the program.
Here we go, okay.
Red Bull song.
Here we go. Ho ta ki ano ka na ni me to na no ha la lo. Ho ta ki ano we ai 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 lo. Hey, hey, hey. Me wa sen. Me wa sen no ma ni me to en. Hey, 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 hey. Me wa sen. Me wa sen no ma ni me to en. Hey, hey, lo. Ho ta ki ano we ai ai alo hey 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 me wa sen no ma ni me to en hey 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 me wa sen no ma ni me to en hey hey so que se mo hello so que se mo hey 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 hip hip ay oh hey 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 so que se mo kaki oh hey hey oh so que se mo hey hey oh so que se mo hey 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 hip hip ay oh hey 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 so que se mo kaki oh hey hey oh hoka.
Well, it's two different crow hops there. God. I know you know some. We were just singing some Red Bull songs, some like powwow songs.
Yep, we were, absolutely. Why would you keep going, my lover?
Go ahead. One more.
Okay. Wasate, peito wese mo halalo. Wasate, peito wese mo halalo. Nahita kananana waksemo heo heo hea macha go to tan macha go to tan kanawa pa ha halo awasate peita waksemo heo hea nahita kananana waksemo heo heo hea macha go to town, macha go to town, kano wa pa hello. Ooka, we had an opportunity to sing that in Sutina, and that was the kind of good thing of having an older legendary singer, because I'm gonna call him that, Shane Dion, and he properly described the song to us. And and you know, worded it properly, because I would just kind of guess what I was saying with that song, right? And then he kind of taught us real quick there. So, I mean, that was cool. That was cool to know, to sing that. It was cool as well knowing that, you know, Irvin Waskowitz Sr. was there. And we had so many people throw tobacco on the drum when we were singing that song and you know, honor us that way. Because they said it gave them life to hear those old songs. And absolutely, we want to honor and respectfully Red Bull forever.
Like what we said, Red Bull, they're icons. And they're people who've been pioneers in not just the Cree people powwowing, but powwow world in general.
Yep.
But I'm really happy that we could, you know, share a little bit and hopefully put some of our listeners on there who are new to powwow music or Cree music. Go check out Red Bull Singers. They have all of their stuff is on every streaming platform. You could even find them on YouTube. One of my favorite albums is the Greatest Hits albums. That's a round dance album, though,
right? Yep, it is, baby.
But they also have some really awesome powwow albums on there. Go check out the Red Bull Singers. Speaking of Red Bull, you know, I have to acknowledge their backup singer. I know she's been an influence to a lot of the female backup singers you see in powwow world today in Poatsumo, and that is Mrs. Delia Bull, Delia Wasquich. She has been amazing. Somebody I've always looked up to, and, you know, she's been an amazing role model for Skowak throughout powwow country. I myself, you know, I owe a lot of my inspiration to start backup singing to her, and I'm sure a lot of the other Skowak who sing on the powwow trail and round dance trail today could say and attest to the same thing. So I want to say hi to Miss Delia Bull for bringing her wonderful voice everywhere she goes. You know, I got a chance to listen to her this past weekend in Mosquito. She was singing with her son-in-laws, the Bad Company Singers, alongside her daughters. And I just want to say hi for that. And it's always a joy to hear her. But at this time, I know I just want to leave you guys with a little bit. We always like to talk about being able to keep you guys feeling encouraged. And there's always three phrases that we leave off on the Cree Chatter Hour. And that's Agamemuk, Kaipume, Egwakaini Peoset. And that's persevere, don't give up, and don't be shy. I myself, I can totally understand and relate to those jitters of speaking the language, especially when you're just starting. You don't want to say anything funny. You don't want to, you know, you're kind of shy to start trying, and, you know, you're excited and the motivation is there. But it's always being shy and not being able to speak. Me, I'm a really shy person. Naturally, Dallas, on the other hand, isn't so shy.
I'm a, you know, 100% Mutsuino. And speaking about different kind of things, I was actually approached by this program that's creating this language program in Frog Lake. And the one thing, what they want to do to bring me in is how to interpret positive laughter, kindness laughter. So they want to kind of use me to help them see how to kind of guide through, because we get a lot of people who kind of get discouraged by, you know, certain kind of people's reactions. About,
and we know that because we were beginner speakers, and when we started, it happened to us, you know, where people would laugh at us saying something. And it is really easy to get discouraged like that. I'm actually returning to school, too, this coming fall to finish my master's in Cree language. And when I think about how when we first started, or even before we started, you know, the language that we did know, we didn't know very much. But we were also too afraid to retain it and share it. And that's wonderful. I think more communities need to have programs like that that encourage people to have fun with it and, you know, to bring humor into it. Because humor is an icebreaker, especially with language. Yeah. You know, I noticed that with Dallas. Anybody who knows him personally knows he's a really humorous guy. And I think it really breaks the ice for people, and kind of, you know, you can get your guards down when you're laughing with somebody and not at somebody, you know?
No, that's perfect thought that way. How would they kind of approach me? Like, just to share real quick, Niwigmagan, they want me to sit down with elders and to kind of explain to them how, you know, we want to kind of have a reaction. So we had an example in Mosquito. So we were talking to a very fluent lady, and she was very vocal. But just the way she had kind of worded things to me and my wife, she asked me, "Stoy Mom, did you understand what I said?" Mm-hmm. And just by her tone, I panicked. Yeah. I panicked. I was like, oh, and my mind just went real scrambled. I was like, what? And I understood what she said, but for some reason, just by the tone, I panicked.
You know what? And I think that's one thing that our fluent speakers can help our non-fluent speakers with feeling confident in speaking, is that it takes us time to process things, because obviously Cree isn't always going to be somebody's first language. Like some of our fluent speakers were so they were fortunate to have. So I think, you know, giving people time. Because with us, when we hear people speak, we need a little time to process, take these words. Okay, I know what that phrase is, what this word is. And it takes us a little time to kind of translate that to our. That's why they say Cree language isn't just something that, you know, you have to think in Cree too. Yeah. When you have to respond in your mind in Cree. And that's how you train yourself to speak better.
So thinking about that, Nawigamag, and you've seen me interact with this lady, right? Mm-hmm. So what was your thought process when you heard me speak in Cree? Did you think, well, I don't know he knew that? Or did it sound like I knew what I was talking about when I was talking to her?
You know what? I could tell you're really confident for the most part when you speak. But when you get put on the spot like that, you could tell it kind of shakes that confidence. But I know you, Dallas. You're not somebody who folds right under pressure like that. You got it. You ended up getting it. And after that, you could see that your whole demeanor changed and you were able to. And I think that's one thing that I want to reach out to our fluent speakers to be a little bit more patient with our non-fluent speakers. Sometimes they get intimidated really easy in certain things like that. And I think giving people time to process things and being patient with them helps a lot, and that helps people feel more encouraged, because one day these non-fluent speakers are going to be able to speak back just as fast and they'll understand. But it does take time,
and to say kachisk,
it's something you gotta practice. It's not something that you're just gonna learn overnight.
I think how you practice how you say it and how you interact with a non-fluent
and that's why you gotta put yourself in those situations where you're talking to people that are fluent, and it does feel uncomfortable sometimes, because that's how you learn.
Because she just said, "Stray Mao, do you understand?" I don't think you understand. I'm like,
no, you got it though.
I know you. No, but let me finish. I had to break down the word, so I literally had to break down the whole thing she said to me. I know. And But just being panicked, she just could have said, she just didn't have to.
But I know. But see, even as seasoned of a speaker as you are, we all have those moments. And I think that's one thing we got to remind all of our listeners and our future Cree speakers here, is that we all have those moments. And I remember hearing an elder in Blue Quills tell us that, they were talking about fluent speakers, and they told her to speak on that. And she was an elder, and she was a very amazing speaker. And she told the whole class, you know, even me, myself, I don't consider myself a fluent speaker. I'm always learning things. You know, there's always something to be learned when it comes to language. It's everlasting, the learning process of that. And even somebody who I would consider a fluent speaker, and everybody else around us would, she still didn't consider herself that, which I thought was, you know, that's really humbling, you know, and that's really beautiful to see. But also, guys, that's why we always stress, don't be shy. Don't be afraid to be put in those positions where you feel like it might be uncomfortable, because you're not always going to feel uncomfortable, and you're not always going to not really understand. The more you practice, the more you understand. Get out there and speak Cree. Gawe nehewe, done. Let's all speak it again. That is definitely a good debate topic, though. We need to bring some more people. And you know what? I think now, since COVID is over and we could have visitors safely again, you're going to hear us have some discussions with other people, like-minded people, when it comes to like-minded and not like-minded people when it comes to language. I think that's really important to share different perspectives of different people when it comes to language learning, and also have some fun with it. With that, we want to say, Xima'ga, Xipitama. We will see you guys next week for some more Cree Chatter Hour.